The topic of redistricting is a familiar one to Republican Secretary of State John Husted, who's been working on a proposal to change the way districts are drawn in Ohio since he was Speaker of the House in 2005. And Husted told the members of the Constitutional Modernization Commission that they have a historic opportunity here.
I believe that redistricting reform, if done correctly, can be the most important reform to the Constitution in generations because it has the potential to fix what I consider to be a broken democracy.
The last time Ohio's state house and congressional district maps were drawn by Republicans after they swept the 2010 elections, those maps were blasted by critics as having some of the most gerrymandered and uncompetitive districts in the country. Husted said any redistricting process going forward should be bipartisan and transparent to create districts that are compact and competitive. And he said the lack of competitiveness could be clearly seen in the 2012 election. Among Ohio's 16 congressional district races last year, the closest race was decided by 4 points, and the average margin of victory for a congressional candidate was 32 points. So the real contest in Ohio was in the primary and not in the general election. And since primaries bring out more partisan voters, Husted said that creates a challenge for the eventual winners, who then have to go on to work in the state house and on Capitol Hill.
We have vilified people on the political left and right so much so through this process that even if you wanted to work with somebody from the other side, your base sometimes wouldn't even let you do that.
But a political science professor from Texas who studied legislative districts says that competition may be overrated. Tom Brunell is with the University of Texas at Dallas and says when a district is competitive between the two major parties, that automatically means that nearly half of the voters in it will feel that they are not being represented because their candidate lost.
Was the benefit of having this competitive election, does that offset all of these other costs of having all of these voters not well represented in the assembly or in Congress? In my mind, they don't.
Brunell says he's looked over decades worth of data showing that the margin of victory doesn't seem to have much effect on the ideology of the candidate elected. In other words, he says, a big win doesn't mean a representative with more extreme views.
So I don't think that that having more competitive districts necessarily leads to more bipartisanship.
But Brunell's ideas have been dismissed by many academics. Husted backs a bipartisan 7-member board of elected officials from each party and would require a 5-vote supermajority with at least 1 vote from a minority party member. Husted said that would create 4 to 5 relatively safe congressional districts in Ohio, with 6 to 8 districts that could go either way. And he admits that means lots of campaigning, political ads, and robocalls.
In the end, we'll have more democracy. And more democracy is likely more expensive.
Husted told the members of the Constitutional Modernization Commission that if they are serious about making changes in the way districts are drawn, time is growing short. Husted said he'd like to see a proposal on next November's ballot, which he says would need to be ready before the deadline in August. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.